So I was really impressed with Lee Brice.
Oh, my God. Last Friday night.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I was surprised at how huge the crowd was. It was a huge crowd.
Huge.
Right? Because, I mean, this looked like a Tyson concert.
Was it a big
concert.
Crowd,
It
Bruce?
Was a huge.
Huge.
It looked like a Tyson concert.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it?
It did.
And then the opening guy had a great act. He reminded me a lot of Garth Brooks.
Cameron Marlowe.
He really had that kind of ability to do a lot with just a guitar. Yeah. And very kind of bouncy and got you all in the mood. And then they bring out Lee Brice.
Do
and
like
Lee
a Brice, guy who can get you in the mood.
Right. Candace.
What? I'm sorry.
You're not going there.
I thought this was Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
No, we're clear the palate. Clear the palate.
Got it.
Okay. Then, but we got Lee Brice. And Lee Brice really rocked it. I didn't think he moved around that much. Just from watching him on TV and things, I didn't think he was that kind of energetic. And he was. He was great. And every song brought a little something more to the plate.
Yeah.
And by the time he got to
Drive Your Truck.
Yes. He turned out all the lights, and then he said, the only way we're going to light this up is with your phones. And so he's in the dark. The phones light up. It was so emotional. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was one of those moments that you think, oh, my God, A, I'm back, and B, this is really touching me where I live.
And even the chance of USA when it was kind of dark in between songs. And
oh, man.
It was cool.
It was wonderful. And I did not feel that it was a rowdy crowd. You know, sometimes you could get that.
Sure.
Because when you get cooped up and you finally get out, you think you're going to get a rowdy crowd. It wasn't a rowdy crowd.
But it was an appreciative crowd.
It was a grateful,
very appreciative
grateful.
Crowd.
And I had friends who were just, you know, gushing. I said, okay, think about this. Is it just because you haven't been for a long time, or was it really that good? And they looked at me and said, yes. And
yes,
I thought, that is it.
Yeah.
Oh.
He would have gotten that kind of reaction out of
no him. Matter what. Yeah.
Here's I Drive Your Truck, Lee Brice, a little concert flashback to the Orpheum last Friday. KSU 105.7.
89 cents in the ashtray.
One of the best moments of the night, Lee Brice.
This is
and
now
I
where
drive
I'm
your
crying
truck.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, what is this?
So he didn't write that song.
No, three other guys did. But he's written for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And I didn't know he wrote the Eli Young song, Even If It Breaks Your Heart.
Yeah.
And you know, if Lee Brice would have cut that, it would have been a big hit too, I think.
Right.
But Eli Young band, probably very appreciative.
Oh yeah. Well, they were probably coming up too at the time.
Yeah.
So, it was fun to see. And then how many times did he bring out the guy?
Cameron Marlowe,
he was out there singing with him.
And I think the only time where I saw the opener come back and then the opener sang his current song.
Right.
During the headliner set.
Thank you, country radio. This is number one right now.
Yeah.
That's old school. That's what I told Tony. I said, that's old school. They used to do that back in the day. They would bring the opener back out.
Right. But
it was like a tip. It was like they were tipping the opener for doing a really good job of opening.
They get to actually have lights.
Right. They actually, and they shared, it was called sharing stage. I'm now going to share the stage, and you go, oh my gosh.
I got a pretty little girl here who's going to sing
for you.
There you
go. Yes, you remember.
Please welcome her, Miss Dolly Parton.
Yeah. It was like Grand Old Opry type of deal.
And then Porter would go, now you just go back there, honey, and get the work done, and we'll talk to you later.
Yes. See, my theory is that Lee Brice has been an opener for like a decade.
I know.
So he knows what it's like.
More appreciative.
Right.
Yeah. But I think, I love to ask this question is, have you thought about what it's going to be like when you're a headliner?
Right.
And they'll say, oh God, I've got it so planned out. We're having pyro. We're going to do all these. You know, they have all this kind of stuff in their mind.
They've dreamt about it for their whole life.
And most of them were treated very well by their headliners.
Right.
And so as a result, they want to make sure they're good to the people that are opening for them.
We played the song of the gal that graduated from Helan.
Paige Rose.
And was on a,
sure.
And she watched it. She listened to us play her song on the radio. And then put that on, was it Facebook?
That was Insta.
Instagram.
Aww.
And
that
cried.
Cool.
You know, and wrote, I used to drive down, I don't know.
Cheyenne Boulevard.
Aww. And dream about the day I heard my song on KSU.
To be stopped by construction on the road.
Yeah.
And so the song.
You know, and that was her day.
That's
her
cool.
day to finally hear her song played on KSU.
How
and it was her
that?
Dream while she was going to school at Helan. So it's just, and she recognized that, which I thought was
making dreams, you know, come true. There for you the go. Last 20 years.
That's right.
Hey, Sue.
More as Bruce Miller. We'll play that song from Cameron Marlowe, his song Sober as Drunk, on the way.
Bruce's appearance is brought to you by Hotop Jewelry and Gifts, featuring fine jewelry, gifts, and home decor in downtown Lemoore's.